Right. Welcome, people, to the third Verse and Voice we've held. This one is called Christmas is Coming. I won't bother to read the notes because I didn't really write any. Just to say, this isn't a Christmas service, and we wouldn't advocate anybody does a Christmas service like this. This is a service about Christmas. And the main purpose of it is to learn some good and some great new songs that cover Advent, Christmas and Epiphany. So I hope that's what we'll do this evening. In between the songs there are little bits of other things. So they're mostly short poems or prayers. There's a couple of stories. There's a 2-minute talk. And some fun things in between, just to link the songs together. So enjoy the songs. You might come across some of them again. We're going to start with a very short poem called Thoughts Before Christmas. Don't be thinking Christmas yet. We haven't reached December. Well, that's what people tell me. But why? Don't they remember 2,000 years have passed since Jesus came down to this earth? So I shall give my whole life long to celebrate his birth. We're going to proceed more or less unannounced. The words will all be on the screen. If people are singing solos or it says ladies and men, that will be on the screen as well. Our call to worship is in fact our first song, Come Lord Jesus Come. And I'm sure you can all see the words, so stand up or sit down as you feel comfortable. Given when he came in a little strip of paper with all the songs for today on. Thank you. I haven't got one, but Serena's waving one. We'd be really grateful if you didn't use it as a tick list, but just marked by the songs whether you've heard them for the first time now or you've heard them before, and whether or not particularly you like them. There's a box at the end that says, would you use or choose them? So just mark if you would or not, because it gives us an idea of what sort of songs people like and get along with. We made the mistake last time of giving them out at the end, and some people said they couldn't remember which song was which. So we've given them out now, so that when we've sung a song, you can fill them in as you go.
Okay.
Now the wind is coming. Now the wind is strong.
Now the winter freezes and the darkness will be long. Now we see the starlight in the midnight sky. We know that God is with us and the angels are close by.
Christmas, and I watch the evening sky. I want to see the angels as to Bethlehem they fly. I'm watching for the wise men and the royal shining star. Please may I travel with them? Is the stable very far? I count the days to Christmas as we shop and bake and clean. The lights and tinkle sparkle, yet deep down inside I dream that as we tell the story of Lord Jesus and his birth, things of every day will fade as heaven comes to earth.
Thank you.
we used that one last Advent as we went through lighting our Advent wreath. Let us pray, looking forward to this Advent. This Advent, Lord, come to the manger of my heart. Fill me with your presence from the very start, as I prepare for the holidays and gifts to be given. Remind me of the gift you gave when you sent your Son from heaven. The first Christmas gift. It was the greatest gift ever when you came as a baby born in a manger, wrapped like the gifts I find under my tree, waiting to be open to reveal your love to me. Restore to me the wonder that came with Jesus' birth, when he left the riches of heaven and wrapped himself in rags of earth. Emmanuel, God with us, your presence came that night, and angels announced, "Into your darkness God brings his light. Do not be afraid," they said to shepherds in the field. Speak to my heart today, Lord, and help me to yield. Make me like those shepherd boys, obedient to your call. Setting distractions and worries aside, to you I surrender them all. Surround me with your presence, Lord. I long to hear your voice. Clear my mind of countless concerns and all the holiday noise. Slow me down this Christmas. Let me not be in a rush. In the midst of parties and planning, I want to feel your hush. This Christmas, Jesus, come to the manger of my heart. Invade my soul like Bethlehem, bringing peace to every part. Dwell within and around me as I unwrap your presence each day. Keep me close to you, Lord. It's in your wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Blessed Mary, sweet and pure, Gabriel's words are true and sure. Mary, you shall have a son, he will be God's chosen one. Jesus Christ his name shall be, King for all eternity. Answered of her own accord, I am handmaid to the Lord, servant of the Holy One, let his will for me be done. Blessed Mary, sweet and pure, your son's kingdom shall endure.
Thank you.
Because of Caesar's census day, the Roman Empire ordered them to make their way to Bethlehem. Oh, what a long and tiring road, with only a donkey to bear the load. Mile after mile on weary feet, mountain and valley, road and street. Dry is the dust and cold is the rain, but Mary and Joseph don't complain. Rough is the wind and dark is the sky, but Mary and Joseph do not cry. There on the road to Bethlehem, they help each other and God helps them. For many a long weary day. Now Mary and Joseph had nowhere to stay. They tried every house as they walked up and down, but all rooms were taken in Bethlehem town. We must find some shelter, we must find a bed. The landlord looked thoughtful and then scratched his head. I do have a stable, it's old and it's small, but it might just be better than nowhere at all.
Thank you. like your landlord becoming your lodger, like your managing director up before you for an interview, like Beethoven queuing up for a ticket to his own concert, like a headmaster getting the cane, like a good architect living in a slum built by a rival, like Picasso painting by numbers. God lived among us. Common folk can't visit the palaces of newborn kings uninvited, and we seldom do. But kings and princes can visit mangers, and so can bakers and weavers, wise men and shopkeepers, priests and children, cattle and sheep. This reality is so simple that it is easy to miss. The godchild was announcing in a dramatic way that he had come to be available, to be accessible. He hadn't come to isolate himself or to hobnob with only the important people. He had come to mingle with all, to receive them with open arms and put himself at their disposal. All this he conveyed by simply being found lying in a manger.
I'd like to invite you to join in with a creed. And this is a Christmas creed. And it's stating what we believe in the eyes of Christmas. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town, and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one whom the rulers of the earth ignored, and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from persons of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love as its only wealth, who looked at persons and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need for forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, the need for new life for empty souls, the need for love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God, who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem that first Christmas night, for me and for the world. Amen.
I really love Christmas Eve, when we put the presents under the tree, a gleeful heap of promises in red and green, gold and silver tags and ribbons, and loads of love. And then, on Christmas Day, there are splendid things to see. Gadgets and gizmos, toys and socks, nuts and chocolates, and foaming bath perfumes in exotic bottles. But somehow, the magic has gone. Inside, I know that what I really wanted, although it wasn't on my list, was for all the gift-wrapped promises to come true, for all the parcels to spill over, not with shredded tissue paper, but with joyful love and happy laughter, and to be able to reach down and find Christmas.
The gifts I'd leave beneath your tree aren't those that you can touch or see, not toys just meant for play, but gifts to bless you every day. The gift of friendship, warm and true, is one that I would leave for you. Good health and happiness and cheer to keep you smiling through the year. The gift of peace that comes from God, with prayer to guide each path that you trod. And when your heart has lost its song, the gift of hope to cheer you on. These are the gifts I'd leave for you.
hills their watch they keep, counting the stars and counting the sheep, lambs and sheep and planets and stars, Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Mars. Lights in the sky, how bright they glow, lights in the little town below, counting the sheep and counting them, counting the lights in Bethlehem. Suddenly, silently, who is here? Shepherds, rejoice and have no fear. I come to you from beyond the sky, one of God's angels from on high. Hurry now, shepherds, you must go down to that little town below. There in the stable you will find the child who is born to redeem mankind. All round them shone a glorious light, and choirs of angels filled the night. Peace and goodwill to everyone. Go now and worship Mary's son.
1994, two Americans answered an invitation from the Russian Department of Education to teach morals and ethics based on Christian principles. One place they went to was a large orphanage. About 100 boys and girls who had been abandoned, abused, and left in the care of the government-run program were there. The story is related in the words of those two Americans. It was nearing the holiday season, 1994, time for our orphans to hear for the first time the traditional story of Christmas. We told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem. Finding no room in the inn, the couple went to a stable where the baby Jesus was born and placed in a manger. Throughout the story, the children sat in amazement as they listened. Some sat on the edges of their stools, trying to grasp every word. Completing the story, we gave the children three small pieces of cardboard to make a crude manger. Each child was given a small paper square, cut from a yellow napkin that I had brought with me, for no coloured paper was available in the city. Following instructions, the children tore the paper and carefully laid the strips in the manger for straw. Small squares of flannel, cut from a worn-out nightgown an American lady was throwing away as she left Russia, were used for the baby's blanket. A doll-like baby was also created. All went well until I got to one table where little Misha sat. He looked to be about 6 years old and had finished his project. As I looked at the little boy's manger, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. Quickly, I called for the translator to ask the lad why there were two babies in the manger. Crossing his arms in front of him and looking at this completed manger scene, the child began to repeat the story very seriously. For such a young boy who had only heard the Christmas story once, he related the happenings accurately. Until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. Then Misha started to ad lib. He made up his own ending to the story. And this is what he said. And when Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him, I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have a place to stay. So Jesus told me I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much. So I thought about what I had that maybe I could use as a gift. I thought maybe if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift? And Jesus told me, if you keep me warm, that will be the best gift anybody ever gave me. So I got into the manger. And then Jesus looked at me and he told me I could stay with him for always. As Misha finished his story, his eyes brimmed full of tears that splashed down his little cheeks. That little orphan had found someone who would never, never abandon or abuse him. someone who would stay with him forever. A child of six who had heard the story once. I want you to think about three words. This is the first word. We have this word a lot at Christmas. In fact, we have this word three times, don't we? Yes. Who says? Father Christmas says ho, ho, ho. Right. But I want you to think about every time you see on a card or in a window or hear ho, 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 I want you to change it slightly and think about this. Firstly, I want you to think about this word. Who? Who this Christmas are you going to tell that story to? Like those two Americans told the story to the orphans in Russia. Who are you going to tell that story to this year? Might be someone who's heard it loads of times before. Might be someone who needs help remembering it from long ago. It might be someone who might have heard it a long way away, or once upon a time, or when they were in Sunday school, maybe when they were six. But they haven't actually listened to that story for a very long time. So as we come up to Christmas, and you've still got a bit of time, think about your who. Who can you tell that story of Christmas to? And the second word, the third word, I want you to think about is this one. How? The Americans in Russia had virtually nothing. As it said, there was no coloured paper in the city. You see the coloured paper all over my house. You can't imagine that sort of situation. But they managed to make a cradle from three bits of cardboard and some straw out of a yellow napkin and probably some plasticine or Play-Doh to make the baby. And some of the people they told it to understood that story in a way that they could not have imagined. So no matter who you are, whether you're a local preacher or someone important, or whether you're a parent or a grandparent or a neighbour, doesn't matter who, how can you tell that story? Maybe you tell your story in the sort of Christmas cards you choose and what sort of image they have on them. Maybe you tell that story by getting out a Bible, maybe a children's Bible or a picture Bible, and sitting with someone, maybe someone very young or someone very old, and going through that story, looking at the pictures with them. Maybe you have a nativity set at home. Maybe you've got several nativity sets at home. How could you use that to tell that story in a way that makes as much difference to the person you're telling it to as that first telling did to that Russian boy? Every time you see the ho, ho, ho's this Christmas, think in your head, who will I tell the story to? How will I tell it?
Thank you.
Let us pray. Snowflakes softly falling upon your window, they play, your blanket snug around you into sleep. You drift away. I bend to gently kiss you when I see that on the floor there's a letter neatly written. I wonder who it's for. I quietly unfold it, making sure you're still asleep. It's a Christmas list for Santa, one my heart will always keep. It started just as always with the toys seen on TV, a new watch for your father, and a winter coat for me. But as my eyes read on, I could see that deep inside there were many things you wished for that your loving heart would hide. You asked if your friend Molly could have another dad. It seems her father hits her, and it makes you very sad. Then you asked dear Santa if the neighbours down the street could find a job that they might have some food and clothes and heat. You saw a family on the news whose house had blown away. Dear Santa, send them just one thing, a place where they can stay. And Santa, those four biscuits that I left you for a treat, could you take them to the children who have nothing else to eat? Do you know that little bear I have, the one I love so dear? I'm leaving it for you to take to Africa this year. And as you fly your reindeer on this night of Jesus' birth, could your magic bring to everyone goodwill and peace on earth? There's one last thing before you go. So grateful I would be if you'd smile at baby Jesus in the manger by our tree. I pulled the letter close to me. I felt it melt my heart. Those tiny hands had written what no other could impart. And a little child shall leave them was whispered in my ear as I watched you sleep on Christmas Eve while Santa Claus was here.
Desert and mountain track, rivers and forests, they won't turn back. Eastern wise men on their quest, eyes on the star as it leads them west. They've studied the stars and moon and sun, but this is the greatest deed they've done. Greater far than anything, they're going to worship Christ the King. Frankincense and gold they bring, also myrrh for the infant king, solemn presents that foretell Jesus will do all things well. May we bring our presents too, Jesus, Son of God, to you. Bring our hearts and hands that we may your faithful servants be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ten Commandments for Christmas. You should not leave Christ out of Christmas, making it Xmas. For some, X is unknown. You should prepare your soul for Christmas. Spend not quite so much on gifts that your soul is forgotten. You should not let Santa Claus replace Christ, and by doing so robbing the day of its spiritual reality. And not burden the shop, the system, the postman and the retailer with complaints and endless demands. You should give yourself with your gift. This will increase its value 100-fold, and the one who receives it shall treasure it forever. And you should not value gifts received by their cost. Even the least expensive may signify love, and that is more priceless than silver or gold. And not neglect the needy. Share our blessings with many who will go hungry and cold if we are not generous. So not neglect the church. Its services highlight the true meaning of the season. We should be as a little child. Not until we become in spirit as a little one are we ready to enter in the kingdom of heaven. We should give our heart to Christ and let him be at the top of our Christmas list.
If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm here, right where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the shops and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from the list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. With love, Jesus.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for learning some new songs. I hope we'll be able to put some of them in and you'll get a chance to sing them again. So a blessing that counts for now and for Christmas and for any time. May the blessing of joy abide within you. May the blessing of peace rest upon you. May the blessing of love flow out through you. May all the blessing of the Lord be yours at this coming Christmas and forever. Amen.